Showing this ad now because it's clear the campaign believes that they've landed on a message that they think is working. I'm at these Youngkin rallies, and it's largely made up of parents and grandparents that are ticked off with their local school boards, angry about mask mandates, angry about the potential for vaccine mandates, don't like how the history of racism and the way the impact of racism is taught in Virginia public schools. And by saying parents matter, he's able to, under an umbrella, get at all of those issues. And so that is why they continue to use this strategy. Now, in terms of this episode, you know, Beloved, an important book in American history, yeah. Tells, actually is based on a true story, right? Tells the history, the harrowing history of slavery in our country, depicts a mother who kills her daughter so that she can shield her from the brutality of slavery. It's an uncomfortable reality, but it's what happened in this country. And so McAuliffe saying that this is illustrative of a racist dog whistle, but the Youngkin campaign pushing back on that, saying it's not about this book in particular, it's about this overarching message that parents should have input.
And yeah, and by the way, the election is next Tuesday, and right now 46-46, but Youngkin is trending up big time, big time. I promised I was going to let you see my, or at least hear from my old buddy Pete Hegseth. He's been on the show. We've done appearances together over the years when he was with Concerned Veterans for America. He is now a star on Fox News, and was on with Hannity last night talking about the Biden inflation, that it is, and I think we can all see evidence of it, it's all just getting worse.
When you just look at what I just said about Thanksgiving, Pete, add to that a $1.50 more a gallon, add to that anywhere between $600 and $1,000 more a year to heat your home this winter. Add to that everything you purchase at every single store now costs more, and it costs more to transport it there. This is now impacting every single American, and the people suffering the most are poor Americans and middle-class Americans.
Absolutely right. All of these things are regressive. That's who they hit, the people on the lowest part of the economic chain. And ultimately, Newt Gingrich is right. It has a chance to cross political and partisan lines. That Axios poll you talked about, Sean, the dip in numbers is not amongst Republicans. They already don't have faith in Joe Biden. It was amongst independents and Democrats whose economic confidence had plummeted in Joe Biden. So what are they not going to destroy, Sean? First of all, Columbus Day is now Indigenous Peoples Day. Now our turkey's going to cost too much on Thanksgiving. Our gifts aren't going to get here on Christmas. We know they want to cancel all the presidents on President's Day coming up in February. And I guess effectively they're going to say the science says the stone can't be rolled away. Let's cancel Easter as well. I mean, they are Lucy pulling the football out from Charlie Brown on Thanksgiving. Every single time you give them a chance, they fumble it. They lie to you. And ultimately your life gets worse. Maybe see it in Virginia in just about a week. People will wake up to the reality. Your life gets worse when you hand it to the left.
And that, and watch what happens. The left will downplay any loss in Virginia, and they'll blame it on Trump or whatever. And in these final days, final hours, they're trying to tie Youngkin to former President Trump. Stick around. Lots more to do as we continue. Chuck Muth breaks down what's going to be happening tomorrow at the Board of Trustee meetings as they try and take down Dr. Jesus Jara and Linda Cavazos, the school board president, or Board of Trustees president, excuse me. That's coming up tomorrow. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, at 531, as we check out our traffic cams, rush hour conditions for sure on the 15. You're pretty much bumper to bumper, 15 southbound at Sahara all the way back to Oki there on 15 south. There's a crash on the right shoulder to look out for. That's 15 southbound past Hacienda. We're also getting some slow flows on that on-ramp, Interstate 15 and 215 on-ramp, past Allegiant Stadium there at Russell. Some delays through that area. Big delays downtown on the 515, westbound at Eastern, eastbound 515 at Las Vegas Boulevard, and some reduced speeds there on the Beltway, 215 westbound at the airport connector.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they pick up a win yesterday, a much-needed win in Denver over the Avalanche by a 3-1 score. Riley Smith scoring a shorthanded goal, Chandler Stephenson scoring, and also a forward Evgeny Dadonov scoring an empty netter late. Up next for the Golden Knights, they will play in Dallas coming up this evening as they are on a back-to-back. Raiders defensive end Yannick Ngakoue, he has been named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week. The team has also cut receiver Willie Snead. This was a request from his agent after he had not been that involved during his time with the team. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
O'Reilly. Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Let's start with all the Halloween enthusiasts who also have a bit of a sweet tooth. Narrow it to those chocoholics who hit their own supply a little too hard and are now running dangerously low. For you, Walgreens has candy and other last-minute Halloween must-haves with pickup in as little as 30 minutes, so you can refill that candy bowl fast.
Right now, buy one, get one free. Select varieties of fun and snack-sized candy bags. Of equal or lesser price, offer valid through 10/31 while supplies last. Restrictions apply. See Walgreens.com for details.
Hello, my name is Barack Zilberberg. With pride, integrity, and honor, I'm running to be your next governor of Nevada. If you believe in freedom, our constitutional rights, and the Second Amendment, if you believe in abolishing critical race theory in our schools, if you're tired of the corrupt, dysfunctional politicians in Carson City who failed when they had opportunities to make Nevada better, if you want our next governor to be a true American patriot who is not a politician, but a businessman, entrepreneur, real estate developer, and a problem solver, then I am the only choice. My name is Barack Zilberberg. I am a visionary with a proven track record of bringing people together. Please visit my website, BarackZilberberg.com. That's BarackZilberberg.com, and invest in the bright future of Nevada, paid for by Friends for Barack Zilberberg.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If you're available tomorrow, make sure you plan to attend the board meeting, the Board of Trustees meeting at the Greer Education Building. 2832 East Flamingo. It's going to start at 5 o'clock. There will be public comment time available, so make sure you get signed up and you get that done. I had a chance to visit with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, and I asked him about this because Jesus Jara's job is on the line. Linda Cavazos, her job is on the line as school board or board of trustees president. And I asked him, why is this all happening now?
That's a good question. I honestly don't know. I've seen a couple of emails that I've received from supporters of the superintendent. My heart goes out to almost anyone who takes that job, Kevin, because it's just an impossible job to do with these, the trustees who can't get along with each other and they're constantly interfering with what the superintendent's able to do, and then you've got the governor interfering with what the Clark County superintendent's doing. I mean, the poor guy is besieged from all sides at all times. I met him. We sat at dinner one night. We talked when he first got here. Seemed like a very intelligent guy. He's got kids, concerned about education. But he's, you know, we've just put these folks in such an impossible position politically to be able to do their job. So I can't really say whether I, support him keeping the job or not. But if they've already renewed his contract, and when we're in the middle of so many other problems right now, it doesn't seem to me that now's the time to be changing that horse.
But there's nothing you know of, no malfeasance, no accounting stuff, financial stuff, scandal. There's nothing like that's bubbled up, has there?
No, not that I'm aware of, not that I've heard. I think most of this really is coming from the school districts continuing to enforce these mask mandates on our children. That seems to have people up in arms. Plus the whole issue of critical race theory being taught in schools. Whether it is or isn't in Clark County, whether it will or won't be, that's an issue that I know the Democrats don't want to talk about, but doggone it, parents sure as heck do want to talk about it.
You know, one other thing that I don't know whether you saw Victor Jake's column over the weekend, but in it he released numbers that I had not seen, test scores from African American students in the Clark County School District, and this is a stunner. Among African Americans, 10% of their students have proficiency in English. 4%, less than 4%, 3.9% have proficiency in math. This to me was a stunner. I knew that the test scores were going to be lower after a year and a half with the pandemic, but I had no idea it would slip this much, and especially with one group of students. And by the way, just to kind of level the playing field, the numbers are not much better for Hispanics. And that's what's scary too, that this is not just about African Americans or others. It is, in fact, 15% proficiency in English for Hispanics, and 7.4% for math. First of all, what do you know about these numbers, and are they surprising? Are they as stunning to you as they are to me?
Well, I missed the column. I was I was in Houston over the weekend. I took my son down for Game 6 of the American League playoff games. He had never been to a game, and the Astros are his favorite team, and we got to see him win the championship. So I didn't read anything over the weekend at all, and still trying to get caught up. That's the problem with going away for a few days, Kevin. I know you know that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the numbers don't surprise, and they shouldn't surprise. We've known for a long time that the public school system in the United States as a whole stinks on ice. In Nevada, it's even worse. If we're not the worst in the country, we're real close to the bottom of that list. And it just goes back to show that the Democrat solution to education doesn't work. All they want to do is give them more money, give them more money, give them more money. We've done that in 2015. We had the largest tax increase in state history, with a bulk of it going to public education. It's been 6 years now, and things still haven't improved. The only solution is to again reapprove education savings accounts, which is a form of school voucher, really, and allow parents in these minority communities and low-income communities the ability to send their children to the schools of their choice, as well as the financial ability to do that. Middle-income and wealthy families obviously can either send their kids to private schools or are able to move to suburban neighborhoods where the schools are better. Low-income families are trapped where they are right now, and it's not right. The only solution is to inject school choice into the equation and to give those families the financial ability to exercise that option.
And is the only way you see out of this, it's not going to be legislatively, I don't think, is it that we're going to have to go the initiative route and let the voters demand school choice?
That's a tough one, because The problem is the teachers union, which is extremely well funded, demagogues this issue to death. They do not want school choice under any circumstance. They don't even want school choice within the public school system. They're still at war over charter schools. And the ability to get something on the ballot like that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars just in the signature gathering process alone, not to mention the court challenges that the teachers union would bring against such an initiative. So, you know, unless somebody's got $1 million that they want to roll the dice with, and remember, the DeVos family tried that in California, I guess 10-15 years ago with an initiative. They had the money to get it on the ballot. They had the money to promote it. But the teachers union just demagogues this issue to death and scares people into voting against it. So I think you're going to have to make the change at the legislative level, and that's going to mean we're going to have to wait until we get a Republican legislature again with a real Republican governor, not a Brian Sandoval-type Republican governor, a trans Republican. You need a real conservative governor who would sign the legislation.
I'm stunned, though, that within the African-American community, for instance, because these are numbers of African-Americans in the Clark County School District, again, 10% proficiency in English and 4% in math. I would think leaders in the African-American community would be storming the Greer Center, demanding, not asking, but demanding for better.
Well, you would think so. And to be cold about this, I mean, it's criminal what they're doing to the minority community in education. But doggone it, they keep voting in high percentage numbers. In the Hispanic community, it's probably 60%. In the African-American community, it's 90% or higher. They keep voting for the same Democrats who have trapped their children and their communities in these failure factories. They have no one to blame but themselves. Eventually, hopefully, more will wake up and we'll start to see them not just demanding the change, but voting for the change and voting for the candidates who are willing to bring it to them.
That's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, and you hear him every Wednesday. Don't forget, next week, beginning next week, we'll be on noon until 3. And when you see what we're going to do from 3 until 6, you'll be blown away. I can just about promise you. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
As we all reel in disbelief from the revelation of just how inept the Joe Biden administration is at conducting the business of the American people, from its cataclysmic failure at the southern border to the debacle in Afghanistan, only to be eclipsed by its unrelenting assault on our freedoms and liberties, promulgated by its draconian mask and vaccine mandates, haunts me daily as I reflect back to the unnerving feeling I had watching him sign executive order after executive order and being acutely aware of the aftermath that would surely follow. Now is the time that we get off the sidelines, get involved, and fight to reclaim for what so many others have freely given their lives to protect. This country, our home, America. I'm John Kovacs, Citadel graduate, a Republican candidate for Congress in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District, and I will protect this country from those who are hell-bent on destroying it. Please support me as I fight for you. Paid for by John Kovacs for Congress.
Time for a weather update. It's a temperature. It could rain or not. It's either hot or cold, so wear a jacket or don't. Anyway, good luck.
Unclear information isn't helpful, which is why when your car needs repair, head to Meineke Car Care Centers. With Meineke e-inspection, we'll send photos and technician notes straight to your phone, telling you what should be fixed and why. Get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a free lifetime warranty. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Business owners, this is Pat Casale, the MultiCare Group. The MultiCare Group can help you find quality employees and retain them. Quality employees are in demand. It's not only in the wages, but the benefits. The MultiCare Group can guarantee you find quality, affordable health benefits to meet these goals. Allow our relationships with every carrier to guarantee you the most competitive rates. Call the MultiCare Group at 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And find out we mean what we say. We can save you money on workers' comp, payroll services, and your benefit packages. Customer service doesn't begin at the point of sale. It begins at the most important time, when claims occur. Call us today and find out how the MultiCare Group can help you get back to business. Call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449. And allow our team to help your team find the best budgeted plans for you.
Hi, Las Vegas. My name is Sonia. You can call me Sid for short. Are you unhappy with your water? Tired of dry, itchy skin? Yuck, and smelly water. P.U. Not me, not a chance. My skin is soft and I drink lots of pure water. Thanks to my grandpa. He can help you too. He's giving away free water tests plus a free drinking water system. I trust my grandpa. You should too. Call Elite Water today. 800-807-PURE. That's 800-807-7873. Ask for Sid's deal. Hey, that's me. Thanks, Las Vegas.
Install answer. Homeowners only. Water test completed.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24-7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I wish you could have seen all of this. You ought to check it out online because it's everywhere. It's gone viral. This is Senator Tom Cotton grilling Attorney General Merrick Garland, the Senate Judiciary Committee. And this is great, great stuff. Listen to this.
Investigation into the harassment of Senator Kyrsten Sinema in a bathroom, because she won't go along with the Democratic Party's big tax and spend agenda. That is a sitting United States senator being harassed in a bathroom.
I don't know whether the senator has referred the matter to the Justice Department or not.
You've cited as the basis for that directive the National School Board Association's letter of September 29th. Was that directive being prepared before September 29th, before the School Board Association letter was issued?
I don't believe so. Certainly I didn't have any idea.
So it was only prepared at... Okay, I think that answers the question.
I already answered that question.
So you keep citing the school board letter and news reports. One of the news reports cited in that letter, which you presumably mean, is from Loudoun County, Virginia.
No, that is not what I was talking about.
You keep citing news reports, and that's the most prominent news report that anyone in America has seen. That refers to Scott Smith, whose 15-year-old daughter was raped. She was raped in a bathroom by a boy wearing girls' clothes, and the Loudoun County School Board covered it up because it would have interfered with their transgendered policy during Pride Month. And that man, Scott Smith, because he went to a school board and tried to defend his daughter's rights, was condemned internationally. Do you apologize to Scott Smith and his 15-year-old daughter, Judge?
Senator, anyone whose child was raped is the most horrific crime I can imagine and is certainly entitled and protected by the First Amendment to protest to their school board about this.
But he was cited by the School Board Association as a domestic terrorist, which we now know. That letter and those reports were the basis for your...
Senator.
This is
that's wrong.
Shameful. Judge,
that's,
this is shameful. This testimony, your directive, your performance is shameful.
Okay. That's not...
Thank God you are not on the Supreme Court. You should resign in disgrace, Judge.
General Garland, do you want to complete your answer?
Okay, I wasn't sure there was a question there, but let me be clear. The news reports I'm talking about were not the news reports in that letter. They were other news reports that everybody here has heard about, subsequent reports that everybody has heard about. There is nothing in this memorandum, and I wish if senators were concerned about this, they would quote my words. This memorandum is not about parents being able to object in their school boards. They are protected by the First Amendment. As long as there are no threats of violence, they are completely protected. So parents can object to their school boards about curriculum, about the treatment of their children, about school policies. All of that is 100% protected by the First Amendment, and there is nothing in this memorandum contrary to that. We are only trying to prevent violence against school officials.
Rear Education Building. Tomorrow at 5 o'clock, the Clark County School District, or a Board of Trustees, the Board of Trustee meeting will be held. And at that meeting, they're going to talk about canning Jesus Jara and having Linda Cavazos essentially lose her president designation. She will no longer be president of the Board of Trustees. I'm just, I don't know if either of those things will happen, but that's what they're going to be talking about. And they better be talking about these new rating, these new numbers, proficiency numbers for African Americans and Hispanics. It's absolutely off the chart bad. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more. We'll get you set for Thursday coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
Get the info you need to know with the KMZQ Newsflash, proudly sponsored by DeCastroVerde Law Group Personal Injury. Alex and Orlando DeCastroVerde will stand by you every step of the way, and their family will fight for yours.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
What if we're kidding ourselves by thinking we can wait and see what happens? That we'll never shut down again? That there won't be worse variants than Delta? What if we're kidding ourselves that we're safe because we are younger or superhuman? That our jobs, friends, homes, and lives aren't at risk? What if we're kidding ourselves that everything is going to be all right? It's a question that those who haven't been vaccinated should ask. It's not too late until it is. Convince a friend to get vaccinated. Find a site at nvcovidfighter.org.
Whatever's on your mind, it's always best to talk about it.
I like talk radio.
Great you're talking about this. This is a great day.
You've got to listen to talk radio, and you've got to rise up.
Can we just talk?
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up this Monday, Live and Local moves noon to 3. This is going to be big. This is going to be huge. Same great guests, same fun, same opinion. The only difference is we're going to do it from noon to 3. And what we do from 3 to 6 on this radio station is going to blow you away.